Over the weekend, President Obama and other NATO leaders agreed that Afghanistan's own forces would take responsibility for the country's security in about 3 years, 2014 to be precise. Here's the president speaking at the NATO conference in Lisbon.
Our goal is that the Afghans have taken the lead in 2014, and in the same way that we have transitioned in Iraq, we will have successfully transitioned so that we are still providing a training and support function.
Okay, let's pay attention to that last phrase, training and support function. That phrase means that Allied forces will be staying put in Afghanistan well beyond 2014. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Lisbon, that part of the plan is not so popular in Europe.
Along Avenida Liberdade, the Portuguese riot police were dressed as if they were about to face insurgents in battle. Full body armor, automatic weapons, a few cradled shotguns. But this wasn't Kandahar or even the protest-filled streets of Athens. The police faced only the likes of graphic designer Paulo Mouchard, who with his two young children and thousands of others, had taken to the tree-lined avenue to voice opposition to NATO's combat mission in Afghanistan. With unemployment here at nearly 11%, the worst in two decades, and an ongoing euro debt crisis, Mouchard says the war is a drain on Europe.
It's not good for the Europe. I don't see the benefit. Our unemployment, it's almost 1 million of people that not have jobs. It's more important for us, work.
Portugal has barely 100 soldiers in Afghanistan today, and NATO overall is providing about 40,000 troops to America's more than 90,000. U.S. forces continue to do the bulk of the fighting and take the most casualties. But those facts have done little to assuage a European public weary of the conflict. After the 9/11 terrorist attacks, there was European support, however halting, for the U.S.-led war effort. But 9 years on, there's a sense that there's been a collective loss of focus. More and more Europeans are asking just what the Afghan mission is now. Is it still the original one, to stop the country from being a base for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? Or has the mission drifted into something far more hard to define? State building? Is it also about educating women? Or lofty goals of democracy?
And as time's gone by, it's become apparent that this is less and less doable anyway, no matter how noble an ambition it might be.
Nick Whitney is a senior fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations. He says polls show that voters in Europe no longer buy the argument that the defense of European capitals from terrorism depends on combat in the Hindu Kush.
And they're more and more coming around to realize that in terms of dealing with the extremist Islamic terrorist problem in Europe, which is a very real one, being involved in combat operations in Afghanistan is counterproductive.
Counterproductive, he says, because the prolonged war risks fomenting even greater anti-Western hostility in the Muslim world. It's partly because of increasing European frustration with the war that some NATO leaders this weekend seem to send out dual messages, one to Afghans saying, "We won't abandon you after 2014, and another to voters suggesting the transition plan means an exit strategy. So it increasingly looks like any combat in Afghanistan after 4 years will most likely be done by Americans alone. Dutch combat forces have already pulled out. The Canadians are ending their combat mission in Afghanistan next year and will switch to a training role. Poland's leaders say they want their Afghan involvement to become a pure training mission in 2012. And British Prime Minister David Cameron has signaled that UK forces will not be in a combat role after 2014. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Lisbon.